Help in Tayside for you and your baby. Health information and advice for you and your baby. There is a lot of information available online, but do be careful and check that it is up to date and true. Anyone can write anything they like and post it on the internet. If the problem is urgent, it is best to seek information from a reputable source. A professional opinion is preferable. Call a helpline, such as NHS 24. Looking up symptoms on the internet could waste valuable time. For a useful guide on using the internet to find medical information, visit the Contact a Family website at www.cafamily.org.uk/medical-information. For non-urgent problems, contact your health visitor or baby clinic for advice, and you can call NHS 24 with any health questions. Your health visitor will give you a personal child health record, a red book, for you to keep information about your baby's health. Take this with you to healthcare appointments. There are also many charities that specialise in children's health or in women's health. And your midwife, health visitor or GP can recommend organisations that can offer you the support you need. To contact NHS 24, telephone 0845 4 24 24 24. This is a 24-hour helpline that you can contact when the GP's surgery is closed. Or to contact Action for Sick Children Scotland, telephone 0131 553 6553. This office will put you in contact with your local representative. Or you could visit the following websites: NHS 24 at www.nhs24.com, Ready Steady Baby at www.readysteadybaby.org.uk, Ready Steady Toddler at www.readysteadytoddler.org.uk, or contact a family at www.cafamily.org.uk. As a young parent, it's quite likely that many of your pals will still be at school or work, and so you might feel that you're stuck at home with a baby that cries a lot. If money is tight, then going out shopping can make you feel worse. Making friends with people who are in a similar position to you can help. Don't forget that some older mums might have exactly the same feelings as you, so don't be put off if there's no one your age at a local group. Try to pluck up the courage and go along. You'll be surprised how welcome you will feel. The babies at a local group might well be your child's school pals of the future, and it will be worthwhile making friends with them and their mums now. Baby blues. There may be times when it seems that your baby never stops crying, and everything feels like a huge struggle, and you're exhausted and need a shoulder to lean on, or even cry all over. Mind you, it might be that there is nothing really to cry about, but you cry anyway, and you feel that you're crying more than your baby. Some of these feelings are totally natural and are caused by your hormones doing the Highland Fling. But some of these feelings can be a big problem if they don't go away. If you feel like this, you must talk to someone. Don't ignore how you're feeling. You need support. Your midwife, health visitor or GP will advise you. Here are some other numbers to call if you need someone to talk to. Crisis. Telephone 0845 1 228 669. This organisation supports parents whose babies are very restless and not sleeping very well and who cry excessively. Samaritans. Telephone 08457 90 90 90. This is a listening and counselling, confidential, 24-hour service. Parent Line Scotland, telephone 0808 800 2222. Sleep Scotland, telephone 0131 651 1392. For parents with children with sleep problems. Places where you might find support or company. Parent and baby groups, toddler groups, play groups, walking or pram pushing groups, baby clinics, and even the local park are all great places to make friends with people in the same boat as you. Don't be stuck indoors and feeling lonely, as this is not good for you or your baby. Local community centres, libraries, church halls, village halls, and it's worth asking your health visitor or checking out the notice board at your local GP surgery when you take your baby to be weighed. Or ask the nurse. Or ask another mum. Young dads and even older dads can feel left out and want to help care for their baby. So ask your health visitor if there are groups you can both join. Many local schools are used as information and advice centres, and there are lots of mum and baby groups as well as community education classes, so it's worth checking these out. You could contact the Scottish Preschool Play Association, www.sppa.org.uk, or telephone 0141 221 4148. Money. Babies are expensive, but some of the costs can be brought down if you're careful and know where to look. You will soon find out how quickly your baby grows out of clothes, toys and equipment, and you will soon want to get rid of some stuff. It's not worth spending lots of money on things that you will only use for a while. There follows a list of sources of cheap and sometimes free stuff. Try www.freecycle.org to register for a free and easy to set up email address. Visit www.yahoo.co.uk, for example, to find where the freebies are. This is where you can pick up some great things, from clothes to beds and even nappies, toys and equipment, and it's not all second hand. It's not unusual for young people to get into a muddle over money, especially when there's a new baby, and perhaps you're moving into your first own place. The benefits system can also be very confusing. The following organisations can help. Welfare Rights. Check out your local community centres, as lots of them offer advice sessions on certain days. www.angus.gov.uk/services. Local Citizens Advice Bureau. They will give you free confidential advice on debt, benefits and housing matters. www.citizensadvice.org.uk. Starter Packs, Perth, Dundee and Angus. They will help with small household items. www.starterpacksangus.org.uk. Furniture projects. Most towns have a furniture recycling project and they can be a great source of good, cheap furniture and equipment. Find them through your local council in the phone book or on the net and in this leaflet. Car boot sales and sales held in local church halls. These can be a great way of picking up a bargain, especially baby things. And charity shops are another good place to get a bargain, and often things are brand new. other places to get help and advice. Your local library can provide advice and information about services in your area. Some of them run baby rhyme time and baby reading sessions, and so can be another good place to make friends and meet new people. You can also find good information points in some areas, such as Perth and Kinross Association of Voluntary Service. Telephone 01738 567 076. This is a great place to find out about local groups for you and your baby. Sources of help and advice on all sorts of things: education, money, benefits, your rights, and more. It will signpost you to the organisation best suited to your needs. Don't be shy about asking for help if you need it. Of course, you may want to keep your skills and experience up to date in a positive way. Volunteering is a great way to keep active and can really help you in job searching in the future. It can also be a relief to talk to other grown-ups sometimes. Volunteer Centre Dundee. Telephone 01382 305 705. Volunteer Centre Dundee East. Telephone 01382 506 147. Volunteer Centre Angus. Telephone 01241 875525. Volunteer Centre Perth and Kinross. Telephone 01738 567076. There are a number of local groups for help and advice. The St Andrews Project at St Andrews Parish Church, 2 King Street, Dundee. Telephone 01382 200466. It offers opportunities, facilities and support for single parents, 21 and under, and their children, which may not be available in mainstream mother and toddler groups. It opens Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays. Baby Bumps at the Midwife Unit Perth Royal Infirmary, Perth, PH11NX. Telephone 01738 473 269. This is a group for pregnant young women and it meets weekly for information, support and pregnancy checks. Home Start Angus. Telephone 01241 431131. Home Start volunteers offer regular practical support to families in their own homes. There must be at least one child under 5 years in the family. There is Home Start Dundee. Telephone 01382 202040. Or Home Start Perth. Telephone 01738 638847. Fairbridge, Dundee at 1B Kembach Street, Dundee, DD46ET. Telephone number 01382 451 500 encourages young people to gain new skills, build confidence and promote teamwork through personal and social development courses. 18 and under, a group provides support for people aged 18 and under who have been abused in any way. They can be contacted at 1 Victoria Road, Dundee, DD1 1EL. Telephone 01382 206 222. Or Parent to Parent, a group which supports parents and carers of children and teenagers who have additional needs. It's available in Angus, Dundee, Perth and Kinross. And you can contact the Dundee group at Wallace Town Health Centre, Lion Street, Dundee, DD4 6RB. Telephone 01382 455 200. Take a Break Group provides adult learning opportunities for single mothers at risk from the problems caused by social isolation, and there's a free creche available. They can be contacted at the Lethem Community Learning Centre, 117 Rannoch Road, Perth, PH1 2DQ, telephone 01738 441 473. The group YM2B Arbroath offers parent education classes for girls under 21 and centres on the needs and requests of the girls attending. It also offers advice on things important to them, such as health and beauty and finance. They meet at Arbroath CMU, Arbroath Infirmary DD 11 2AT, telephone 01241 822 537. And the 16 to 24 Youth Literacy Team provides support with reading, writing, spelling or numbers, one-to-one or group tuition, and again a creche available. They meet at Mitchell Street Centre, Mitchell Street Dundee, DD 2 2LG, and can be telephoned at 01382 435 854. Safety Matters. Abuse. Abuse can take many forms. It may be physical, emotional, or sexual. If you feel intimidated or threatened, or are concerned that your child may be at risk of abuse, then it's important that you talk to someone about it for your own safety or the safety and well-being of your child. It is important to have someone to talk to about this and to get appropriate help and support. Your midwife, health visitor or GP can help you, and your baby as well. The following organisations may also be able to help. Angus Women's Aid, telephone 01241 439 457. Dundee Women's Aid, 01382 226 390. Women's Aid Perth, 01738 639 043. Scottish Domestic Abuse Helpline, 0800 027 1234. Childline, 0800 11 11. Tayside Police, 01382 223 200. Women's Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre, 01382 201 291. Dundee Social Work Access Team, 01382 434 350. Dundee Out of Hours Social Work Team, 01382 432 270. Angus Social Work Arbroath, 01241 878 585. Forfar, 01307 462 405. Montrose, 01674 672 702. Out of Hours Service, 0845 301 1120. Perth Child Protection phone line, 01738 476 768. Dundee City Council Home Safety, 01382 436 237. Practical help. The following organisations provide practical help: Brooksbank Toy Library, Pitarley Road, Dundee. Telephone 01382 432 452. This organisation hires out a range of toys that help learning aimed at children from nothing to 8 years old, and there's no restrictions on joining. Brooksbank Child Home Safety. This organisation provides child home safety equipment to low-income households in Dundee with children under 5 years old. They can be found at Pitarley Road, Dundee. Telephone 01382 432 452. The Community Family Support Project. This project offers different groups for parents and children, and also one-to-one support. They can be found at the Charleston Family Support Centre, Charleston Primary School, Dunholme Place, Dundee. Telephone 01382 436 689. The Dundee Carers Centre supports carers through practical and emotional support, advocacy, training and information about services, rights and benefits. Their address is Ward Road, Dundee. Telephone 01382 200 422. And LEAD Scotland supports and enables disabled people and their carers to have a better chance to learn. They can be found at Mitchell Street Centre, Mitchell Street, Dundee, DD2 2LJ. Telephone 01382 669532. Starting out on your own. You're advised to check opening times before visiting your local furniture recycling centre. Some projects require you to be on benefits or to be referred by an agency or other charity. Just give them a ring beforehand. Some will deliver, but may make a small charge for this. Most will also collect furniture. The following organisations may be able to help: Starter Packs Angus, Unit 2, Ward Mill Road, Arbroath, DD 11 1SA. Telephone 01241 878 588. They provide household essentials, not furniture though, and these are given free of charge to those in housing need. Starter Packs in Perth, a similar organisation, can be contacted at 01738 443 562. And you can access this service through a referral to the Salvation Army Furniture Reuse Project. Angus Furniture Project, Ward Mill Works, Unit 1, Ward Mill Road, Dens Road Industrial Estate, Arbroath. Telephone 01241 437 438. The Forfar Resource Store at 9 Don Street, Forfar, Angus, DD8 3BR. Telephone 01307 469 370. The Montrose Area Furniture and Recycling Distribution. Telephone 01674 671 177. And the Transform Furniture Project, Dundee. Telephone 01382 225 070. Your future. After a while, you may want to think about getting a job or going into education. Whatever you decide, you may need to arrange childcare. The Parent Services Team in Dundee. Telephone 01382 433 900. The Perth and Kinross Parenting Strategy Team, telephone 01738 472 350, or Angus Council's Access Line, telephone 08452 777 778, can all give information about registered childminders and nurseries and any financial help available. If you're thinking about education, then it's best to speak to the Student Services Department at the college or university. They may have a creche and funds available to help single parents. It's worth asking. You may be surprised at how much help is available. If you need this information in another language, phone Action for Sick Children Scotland at 0131 553 6553. For a full list of all our leaflets and publications, and any other information, please contact Action for Sick Children Scotland, 22 Laurie Street, Edinburgh, EH6 7AB. Telephone 0131 553 6553.